This is your Words of Hope for July 12, 2020. In today's devotional, we think about the various reasons people come to and leave a certain church. And we realize that often we come to church for what it gives us, but a good church will transform us into people who reflect God's love and sacrifice. The title of today's devotional is Outward Focus, and was written by Joel Plantinga. As always, we begin with Scripture. Today, we're reading from the book of Philippians. We're going to read chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. There are a variety of reasons people choose a church, and I've heard a lot of them. Whatever it is, the reason people come often becomes the reason they leave. When our basis for participation in a church is what we want, we are approaching a Christ-centered operation with self-centeredness. To approach church with the desire to please God demands sacrifice, but it also rewards us with a fulfilling joy that blesses others. The most important thing to remember is that the command to be outwardly focused comes from the example of Christ, who gave everything for us. The path to glory went through the cross. Our path to satisfaction goes through sacrifice. A community filled with people looking out for each other will change lives faster than any talented pastor, worship leader, or program. In a world built on the values of self-promotion, the ability to look outside of ourselves to the needs of others gives life and shines brightly. It is one of the best ways to point the world to Christ's saving work. I've had some people come to my office for many reasons, in need of help or counsel, but not once have I had a person come to me disappointed because they've been too busy helping other people. Those who seek their own satisfaction rarely find it, but those who seek the well-being of others are almost always the most satisfied. When you pray today, confess to God the ways that you have been overly focused on yourself. My prayer for you is that God will give you a special way to serve someone today. Today's devotional was written by Joel Plantinga. I'm Adam Navis, your host, and I produce this show. Christy Prinz is the executive director for all Words of Hope Media. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, visit woh.org. For questions, comments, or prayer requests, email devotional@woh.org. Please join us tomorrow for more Words of Hope.